Drink. The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. Joan Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? A lot of good stuff. You missed the first hour of the last 3 hours of the Team Blitz for a while here. A little more than a week. I mean, I'll be back with some fill-ins on Wednesday. I may pop in here on Tuesday, John, because depending on when my flight gets here, I have a meeting that's at like 3:30. So if I can actually make the meeting, I may swing by afterwards. But I will be here next Wednesday for sure. So AJ's going to be gone for a while.
I'm leaving for a long time. You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Lamont says, can you ever remember Galveston not being brown? Yeah, did you see those pictures? I kind of wanted to go down there today, but I had work stuff come up just to see what it looked like. It's supposed to only last a day or two, but yeah, it looked like a real beach.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's crazy.
Yeah. So the photos are pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I believe that, though.
Yeah, that could be anywhere.
Yeah.
They could have taken that at a real beach and then said, hey, look, it's Galveston. But now, Culture Map had a story on it, so I'm guessing that that's actually...
Did they send a reporter down there?
I don't know. I don't remember who wrote it. It just popped up on my Twitter feed, and I looked at the picture and said, wow, that looks cool. That's not the Galveston I grew up with.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it says, here's how long Galveston's surprising crystal clear water will last. Photo courtesy of ABC 13. So they sent somebody down there. But, apparently, it's not going to last very long.
Okay.
Well, so, in fact, the most up-to-date reports say the water is already starting to change.
Womp, womp.
I like how they refer...
Why does it work that way?
I don't know, but...
How come the beaches, like, in Florida all look like...
Well, I'll tell you why. According to the story, the island usually has chocolate brown water, which experts love to describe as nutrient-rich. It's muddier water coming from Mississippi, San Jacinto, and Trinity Rivers.
Okay.
I think there's rivers in other places.
I would think so, too.
And it doesn't look like that. Nutrient rich. That's what I'm going to do, like when the toilet gets stopped up. Oh, look, it's a nutrient rich toilet.
That's pretty vile.
Yeah, I know, but isn't the water in Galveston pretty vile?
No, well, it can be.
Yeah. Batman's ugly brother asking, can I buy your novel yet? No, but I promise we'll have some news on that real soon, maybe as soon as next week. So, but it will be available. It'll be available for the end of the year. That's the plan, one way or another. 713-780-3776. Did you see that knuckleheads have been told they can't roast marshmallows over the volcano lava?
I didn't see that anyone was told that, but I'm surprised that someone had to be told. I shouldn't say I'm surprised.
No, don't be surprised.
I'm disappointed that someone had to be told.
There's so many dumbs out there. But apparently, one Twitter user asked, is it safe to roast marshmallows over volcanic vents? Assuming you had a long enough stick, that is, or would the resulting marshmallows be poisoned? It says, we're going to have to say no, that's not safe. Some guy named Jay Furr. I actually asked that question.
Jeez.
said they would taste bad, and if you add sulfuric acid to sugar, you get a pretty spectacular reaction. I would have just said, you know what? Go ahead. I don't think the world needs you.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Maybe that's evil of me, but I kind of think if you're that stupid, go right ahead. Did you see saying that Gustavo sent us?
I did see that.
My goodness. I'm not familiar with NOFX. Are you?
NOFX.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
Jong, is that a band you know?
No.
What kind of band are they?
Like a punk rock band.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they made jokes about the Vegas shootings while they were there. Said, I guess you only get shot in Vegas if you're in a country band. At least they were country fans and not punk rock fans. Frontman Fat Mike said.
Probably not a good look.
No. And they lost one of their brewing sponsors because of it.
Who was their sponsor?
Stone Brewing.
Oh, man.
So, said, we at Stone Brewing are aware of their insensitive and indefensible statements this past weekend. As a result, we're severing all ties, including festival sponsorship and the production of our collaboration beer.
Ouch.
Boy. I don't know why people say things. Is that as dumb or dumber than Roseanne? I'm going to go with dumber.
No, I'm going to go with as dumb at best.
On a dumb scale, it's both tens, right?
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. But I mean, like, Roseanne's cost her job. Like, at least when you're in a band, it's like...
No, it just costs you a sponsorship, and
yeah.
I bet you lose a few listeners. Although, it's punk rock.
Yeah, those guys don't care. Punk rock, punk rock fans they're not too upset about that.
So now I'm getting like...
They're probably out looking right now for whoever snitched on them. Like the punk rock fans are like, who snitched on Fat Mike?
Oh, well, I mean, they did it in concert. Someone took a video of it. It's on TMZ.
Yeah, well, who posted the video?
Well, I don't know.
That's what they're trying to find out now. Who was the snitch? And they're going to kill him.
Well, I'm sure the snitch got a good chunk of change for this.
I'm sure he did.
Fat Mike wrote a message. I can't sleep. No one in my band can. What we said in Vegas, bleepy and insensitive, and we are all embarrassed by our... What do you mean we?
Yeah, you did it. You did it, Fat.
We are all embarrassed by our remarks. No. You and my remarks.
Tyler tells me Fat Mike was in Me First in the Gimme Gimmies.
Aren't we a team here, though? Like if I said something really dumb...
I don't know. When I got pepper sprayed, Fred kind of backed off.
Yeah, he's like, that's
he's like,
true.
This is a bad idea. No, I told you this was a bad idea.
Yeah, I guess we're not a team.
No,
if bleep hits the fan, we all go our separate ways.
Yeah, and I was also the one in there when we were getting grilled about it, saying, well, if you're going to fire somebody, fire me, because I let it happen. So.
I wouldn't know because I was not in that room.
Yeah, you were not in that room. You were at home washing your hair or washing your head and having it all go down onto your penis.
Yep.
So. I'm getting all these different reasons for why the Gulf is so muddy. One, and it's, somebody says, not the Trinity or the San Jacinto, it's primarily the Mississippi in the particular way it dumps and churns. Okay. And somebody says, Ariza's shots in Game 7 were very nutrient-rich.
They were that, indeed.
Yeah. Oh. It's getting a lot of... getting a lot of what those guys' songs are. So,
you want to share some of the titles?
No, I can't.
John, are you going to play some on the way out?
I don't know if I can.
No, there's a lot. Most of the titles I can't even say, so pretty sure you can't say that about the songs.
That's too bad.
Which isn't that kind of a punk rock thing to say? It kind of is, but doesn't mean you're going to keep your sponsor.
Yeah, punk rock bands can't be punk rock anymore? Come on.
And, of course, breaking news, Fat Mike was on Ambien.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Ambien's getting such a bad rap.
They really
these days.
Are.
Man. Did you see they responded to Roseanne?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're tired of the bad rap too.
Probably so.
713.
Not fair.
Yeah. Well, I try to blame everything that goes wrong on alcohol.
Does that work?
No.
Do you ever try that with your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's usually true.
Yeah.
So I have something for Jong.
Okay.
Because he's a millennial. 53% of millennials would go into credit card debt to attend a friend's wedding. They basically, more than a quarter said it would definitely be worth it. Another 27% said it'd be somewhat worth it.
You guys are too good of friends.
Well, basically saying it's definitely worth it when you don't have any money?
Like, I'll barely go, and I can afford to go.
Well, this is more for Jong, because all his friends are at that marriage age, right?
Or, right.
Or really the last 5 years, he's probably been doing a lot of these. I'm not going to anybody's wedding except for his. I've even told my kids, I'm not sure I'll go to theirs.
I want to be done with weddings.
Yeah. I've told both kids, if I don't like their spouse, I'm not going.
You'll go.
I'll sit in the back. But Jong, would you go into credit card debt to go to a friend's wedding?
Like, what are we talking about here?
Basically, it says on average a total of $628, an average of $728 if you're a bridesmaid or a groomsman.
To pay to go to a bachelorette or a bachelor party?
Like to be in the wedding.
Oh, to be in the wedding?
To be in the wedding or go to a wedding.
Because that's when it gets expensive, is when someone asks you to be in their wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how close of a friend they are.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Like, if it was me, would you do it?
Yeah, if you're getting remarried, sure.
Yeah, okay. Don't do it. Just tell me no, okay?
I'm just curious because that's something where I have friends who are, all my younger friends kind of do that. They all go to, they'll go to people's weddings and
that they can't afford to be in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm running out of weddings that I'm going to be asked to be in. Thank God. Like, my brother's getting married at the end of this year.
So you'll be involved with that.
I'll be involved in that.
You almost have to.
And then I don't think there's anybody else who's like...
At least for about 15 years.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I'm going to stand up at the front with my kids and like be a groomsman.
You never know. They may want you to be their best man.
I don't think
this
so.
This is a guy that took me to baseball practice every Saturday for 10 years. I wouldn't be where I am without
him. Yeah, and yelled at him all the time about baseball.
They may appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You never know how it's going to... You never know how things like that are going to play out.
We didn't have a great conversation yesterday because it's getting to the age where you've got to discuss whether or not you're hurt or you're injured.
Yeah.
Like, if you're injured, then we just won't go to practice. Like, if you're going to be on the disabled list, let's not go to practice, much less a game. But if you're sore, that's part of playing sports, kid.
Yeah.
Toughen up.
Suck it up, son, my dad used to say.
Yeah. Got time for that?
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. My wrist hurts.
Well, stop masturbating.
Well, I don't think he's there yet.
He's not old enough for that.
Start masturbating.
Won't be long.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's the problem. Build up those tendon muscles.
All right. It is. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. So should I upgrade for $120? That's a pretty good price. I mean, I already spent a bunch on these tickets.
I was going to say. I mean,
at this point, it's, yeah. It's a 4.5 hour flight, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Who are you flying?
United.
Okay.
So. The Canadian has to, like, when we get back Tuesday, she has to jump on a plane to go to Orlando for a conference, and the only flight she could get back from Orlando was Spirit.
Oh,
and I'm like, good luck with that. It's like, your company's paying for it, man. But she don't fly Southwest for some reason. She doesn't like Southwest.
She'd rather fly Spirit than Southwest. Yeah,
and she likes flying into Bush, which makes no sense because it's
far from your house.
Well, it's pretty quick. If you just take 59, it's like 25 minutes, but it's 10 minutes to Hobby from where I live.
Right.
So it's kind of like, okay, since I'm the one that's got to pick you up, maybe you could fly back to Hobby. I don't know why she hates Southwest so much. And she hated them before a woman got sucked out the window.
Yeah.
So, man.
I actually like them better since that happened.
Well, because I figured nothing else was going to happen,
I feel
right?
like there's adventure on that airline.
Well,
there's always a chance something crazy could happen.
No, that's, I just think that's their one. That everybody has one of those incidents. They had theirs, and now we're fine.
Let's think about it. I mean, you get one person sucked out of a window on an airline. If you're playing the odds, and you and I are both gamblers, you're playing the odds, wouldn't you say that that's like one of the least likely airlines to have it happen again?
Well, absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's somebody else's turn. Plus, I always
sit on the aisle, so I feel safe there.
Like, listen, if they were like Malaysia Airlines... And just totally lost a plane.
Yeah, I'm not
flying that anymore.
No, I'm not flying them ever.
But one person gets sucked out a window?
Singapore Airlines, no.
You're out on that?
Yeah, I'm out on that too. I don't know if you saw this, but Sportsnet did the 8 NFL teams with the best chance to build a dynasty. I bet you can guess. I bet you can guess the 8.
You think I can guess all 8?
I'm going to say you get 6 of the 8. Is going to be the number I put it at.
Are we gonna say we're not counting the Patriots?
Patriots are not in here. This is the next group.
Okay.
One of these teams to step up and become the presumable Patriots.
Okay. Well, I think an easy one to start with is the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles are on the list. That's pretty easy.
I think Minnesota should be on that list.
Minnesota also on the list. You're 2 for 2.
I think the LA Rams could make that list.
The LA Rams are on that list. You're now 3 for 3. Now you're getting into the...
Now it's getting difficult.
You're getting into difficult territory here.
How about... Let's play a long shot here, Fred.
Okay.
Let's play the San Francisco 49ers.
Ding, 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 ding. 4 for 4. Yeah, they say if Garoppolo plays anything like the small sample size we saw last year, the 49ers are in excellent shape.
Okay, who else could there be? I'm trying to run through all the divisions.
Yeah,
in my
head. There's a couple of these.
How about Jacksonville?
Jacksonville also on the list. You've hit your 6, or is that 5?
I think that's 5.
That's 5. Okay. Yeah, so there's 3 left, and I'll be surprised if you get 2 of the 3.
Okay. I guess maybe they'll say this. Maybe they'll say the Texans.
They did say the Texans. So there's your 6. I said, when all components of this team are healthy, the Texans should not be underestimated as they pave their path for success for years to come. A defense showcasing defensive end J.J. Watt, linebackers Whitney Merciless and Jadeveon Clowney, and new safety Tyron Matthew will cause opposing offenses to punch the panic button or the clown. And then
there were 2.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have any more.
Yeah, I think both are considerable reaches.
Is one of them Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, you're 7 for 7.
Yeah, but that's just like, that's me like be assuming that they said something stupid like that.
Yeah, because the reality is, I mean, their point is that they've had all these draft picks and they've got all these guys and now they finally have a quarterback, which I don't think they have. Myles Garrett. I don't think they drafted that well this year. I thought they drafted a quarterback I wouldn't want. And I thought they took a cornerback when they should have taken a guy who's going to be a great pass rusher. So, but they're on the list.
I'll use my last selection on a team that I think, I mean, they've already been pretty close and haven't gotten it done, but I still think their quarterback's young enough and their talent is good enough. I'll go with the Atlanta Falcons as my last choice.
I thought
you
were going to say the Kansas City Chiefs. You almost described them, but then you said their quarterback's good enough. Yeah, the
was the Chiefs.
The Chiefs is the
really. Yeah, no, you can have that.
Yeah, I think you can have a lot of these, but they say they're entering a new era as the young Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's
takes
not
over.
A good thing.
So he passed for an NCAA high 5,052 yards in 2016 and inherited some amazing playmakers. That's true. Wide receivers Tariq Hill and Sammy Watkins, who both averaged over 15 yards per catch last season, are perfect fits for Mahomes and his strong arm. On the ground, second-year running back Kareem Hunt should continue to exhaust his defenders. Also have Travis Kelce. And says this group might easily be the franchise to beat in the AFC West starting this fall.
Ooh, okay.
Well, if you think Patrick Mahomes is for real, I don't. But if you think he's for real, then that's a team that belongs on the list.
I guess so.
So
you could still put the Raiders.
I would put the Raiders on this list and take the Browns off. And that's probably it. I mean, who else?
I would have just stopped the list at 5.
Yeah, I don't know why they had to do 8.
Because after 5, it's just like kind of a, well, maybe. Yeah,
but basically, you have to have a young quarterback, right?
Yeah.
That's what it amounts to.
But who had, I mean, wouldn't you say that Derek Carr is amongst the best good young, and I don't know if Derek Carr is even considered a young quarterback anymore. He's about to go into his, fourth season?
Yeah, if he's not broken, I mean, he's really good. But I also don't know what you're going to get out of John Gruden for the next 10 years.
Right.
I'm not so sure that that's, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, 512, so it doesn't matter. Andy Reid can't win in the playoffs.
That's probably true.
Mark has his feelings hurt about Singapore Airlines. Boy, the things that get you guys' panties in a wad. My God. Ugh. They're the nicest airline in the world, and they're very safe. Puts American carriers to shame. Okay, well, you fly them all you want. I'm not going to Singapore anytime soon.
Yeah. I'm not flying to Singapore. I don't have any reason.
Although, like, I'm with him, though. Like, the stuff that you get at Singapore Airlines, I haven't flown them, but I've seen pictures and stuff. They look really nice, but I guess you can't fly that domestically, so I don't think, I mean, it doesn't apply to you guys.
Doesn't apply to me for sure.
Didn't they have a plane crash?
I feel like that was a long time ago.
Yeah. I thought that was both Malaysian.
It was 2000. No, Singapore was 2000. Okay.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
All right, I'll give a pass on the 2000 crash.
But that also means maybe they're coming up on it.
Yeah, you're probably due for another one.
Yeah, about every 20 years.
So this is what about the Bears? That's an interesting one because that's a pretty good roster.
If you believe in that quarterback.
Which I don't know if I do.
But here's the other thing. The Bears do have some nice pieces to their roster, but man, they've also had some big whiffs with draft. Like Kevin White. What is Kevin White? That was a first-round draft pick.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. What's he done?
Yeah, I think at some point. Well, I don't think. Did they even pick up his option?
I don't know.
But he's been hurt since they drafted him, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a pretty big whiff. But I like their draft this year. I thought they had a pretty good young defense.
He's good. They got Allen Robinson.
Yeah. I could see them on that list. So
they also play in the NFC North, which is like, it ain't easy to get out of there. There's three teams in the NFC North who I feel better about even this year than the Bears.
Somebody said, did you talk about Samantha Bee's comments yet? No. God. I don't.
Every day we have to talk about some famous person's comments.
I honestly
hate it. I hate the internet.
Well, let me give you some names that if it starts off with this person said, anything that follows, I'm not interested in. Skip Bayless.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Stephen A.
Yeah, for sure.
Jason Whitlock said.
Yeah.
Alex Jones said.
No, I love hearing what Alex Jones said. Cause, I mean, that's the best. Alex Jones and that, what's that guy's name that I always like, that preacher who's always got some idea.
The one who's always selling stuff.
Yeah, Jim Baker.
Yeah, but that's fun to make fun of.
Yes, so I want to hear what they're saying.
But Samantha Bee's on that list for me.
Is she? She doesn't bother me, but
I find her so unfunny, annoying. Her delivery looks like she's constipated. She always looks like she's trying to hold, you know, trying to take a dump while she's talking and she can't. I am not a fan.
I'm not sure where she'd
her show. Her show is awful.
I'm not sure where she'd be without Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. Like, had they not sort of like drug her along? I don't know how she'd be doing.
Yeah, well, I just, and my wife loves her show, and she knows when, and that's one of her, I know how she's pissed off at me. If I'm home, she puts that show on
because
she knows I'm going downstairs to watch something else.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. We've been talking about them for a while. And if you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. And I know what you're thinking. Not me. I got a great rate when I signed up. Well, you probably did. But your bill goes up. And that's why you need to get with BillAdvisor. They'll work directly with your providers. They'll reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service. You don't have to give up data or storage or speed or any of that stuff. You just lower your bill. And they're winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year, many saving thousands per year. They've been running the $150 challenge that guarantees $150 in savings or your money back. They're now so confident they've doubled that guarantee to $300. That's right. If they don't save you at least $300, you'll get every penny back. That's real money. There's still no setup fee, still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000 a year. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor will get your information and start working for you. Text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Tennis Tony. Not cool, Fred. I own Singapore Airlines stock. You guys with your Singapore Airlines. Fine. I'm sorry I made fun of an airline I'll never fly because I'll never go to Singapore. Enjoy your stocks. Enjoy your flights there. I'm not taking any more of your nonsense today. This is my Friday. So if you're going to get your... If your boys are going to shrivel up because we made fun of an airline,
yeah,
don't bring that nonsense. A32 says, I thought I was the only one. When my wife is mad at me, it's always something off the ID channel of the Food Network. No,
my wife would watch one of those home improvement shows.
Does she do that to you if she has control of the...
Not really. First of all, my wife, unless I allow it, she never has control of the television because I'm the man of the house, Fred.
Well, see, here's the thing. If I get home first from work, well, I almost never get home first because I have to go pick her up.
Okay.
But if she gets home first, she takes the TV and starts watching stuff. And it used to be that damn scandal because she knows, Fred, I hate that.
All you do is walk over, you yank that remote out of her hand, you sit down in your recliner, you crack open a beer.
And
you say, I'm going to watch this show while you make dinner.
This is not 20 years ago. You can't do that.
What?
Hashtag Weinstein. That's abuse.
Okay. I don't think that's abuse.
Yeah, it's physical abuse.
Well, you've never seen...
Besides, you've never
seen Mad Men.
Well, yeah, I have seen Mad Men. That doesn't fly anymore either.
You didn't
learn.
You know what else you can't do?
It. You don't sit there and smoke in your office and drink a bottle of whiskey while you're working all day either.
Says who?
Yeah, sometimes we'll drink a bottle of whiskey, but still. Yeah. But now, if I tried to take it from her, she would punch me in the nose, and that would be... Then she would go to jail.
Really? Well, good.
She's a violent little thing.
Let her go to jail.
She's a violent... I don't want her going to jail. She's a good earner. I need her earning. That's what she needs to be doing. Not in lockup for punching me. But yeah, that's why I don't know if she's pissed off at me for something, which I have no idea what, because I hardly ever see her. But that's what she'll do. She'll watch that damn Scandal or Grey's Anatomy. And when I get home, there'll be like 45 minutes of it left, too. And are you kidding me? You know I hate those shows with a passion. And Samantha Bee is her new one. That's her one she knows I hate the most.
Right.
So Yeah. Someone says Fred's going to get an innocent husband hurt if they follow his. That's AJ's advice, not mine. My advice, you know what I do? I just, if I don't want to watch it, I either put on my headphones and do some work on the computer and listen to music, or I go downstairs and watch the TV downstairs.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not wanted at that point. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Oh, yeah, somebody mentioned, what about Colin Cowherd? Yeah, add him to my list of, did you hear what Colin Cowherd said? Nope, don't care.
No.
Jemele Hill, I'll put her on that list.
You're not a fan?
Yeah, I don't really have any interest in anything she has to say.
What about Roseanne Barr?
Now she's probably on that list. No, but
she's earned her way.
But the others are all people who, that's what they're doing, right? They're trying to get a response. I mean, I don't know. I just, there's some people that I don't really believe their opinions are opinions.
Right.
So what about Kellerman? So I always like Max.
I like Max Kellerman. I particularly like him when it comes to boxing.
As long as he's on boxing, yeah, I care what he has to say.
Yeah.
When he's,
I don't have a problem with Max. I think, I mean, listen, Max is no, he's not perfect either. And that dude is, had to stand up to his flaws in his personal life.
Yeah, but yeah.
I think that dude has done a good job of building himself back up. And, yeah, I actually like Max.
Daniel said, cue the Keenum truthers saying, what about the Broncos? Except Keenum's 30 years old. I think most of these teams, you're looking at quarterbacks who are going to be there for 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, I think the real key to all these teams is which of these quarterbacks becomes the next guy. Or one of the next guys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Brady Rodgers era, Roethlisberger, that's kind of coming to an end.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is 34. Brady's 40. I don't know if they're necessarily the same.
I don't think, but I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing six more years, though.
I don't either.
He breaks a lot. He's a slight guy. He gets hurt every year now. I think you're looking at about three more years, maybe four for him. And I don't know that, I don't know what Brady has left either, but
I think Matt Ryan's 33. He looks like he's still got some more in the tank, though. Russ and Cam are both like 28, 29.
Yeah. I would say they're kind of the top guys. You know, they'll be around for a little while. Although, you know, the way they, Cam's big enough that he can sustain a lot of hits. But, yeah. Jared says, Emirates Airline was great to Dubai. Unlimited booze. I might go to Dubai someday, and I hear good things about Emirates Airlines.
Mm. If I ever go to Dubai, I'll consider that.
Yeah. Not in any hurry. I do want.
I will never go to Dubai.
I do want to go one year for the Dubai World Cup races, races. That'd be fun.
Are you crazy?
Although, I don't know if I can bet on them there, which I don't want to go just to watch. If I can't bet, I don't really want to be there. Mr. Gray, so is that a no standing in tomorrow for you guys? Talk to Jong. He picks who stands in. I'm going to guess, yeah, that's a no.
Team Sharp says, I don't know what Brady has left in the tank either. Really? I mean, I think he's talking about how many more years he's got left.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he's going to play six more years?
I mean, because I hate to break it to you. As great as Tom Brady is, at some point, my guess is there will be an abrupt fall off.
And that's everybody. Same thing happened to Manning. Manning went from all-time record year to a guy who could barely throw.
Yep.
Part of that was injury problems, but Marino, same thing. I mean, he went from being having one of the quickest releases and best quarterbacks to nothing in a hurry. It gets everybody, Aristotle. And I mean, do you really believe he's going to have yet another season like he had last year, even next year? I don't know that. I'd be willing to bet against it at this point, because I've got age on my side.
Right.
And age is undefeated. It gets everybody. It'll get him, and it's going to get him sooner rather than later. But if you think he's going to play till he's 45, okay. I'll be the first one to say, wow, you were right. Congratulations, Aristotle.
But you're taking the under.
I'm taking the under. I would say, I think you see some erosion this season. He decides to come back for one more year, and that's a year where he just falls off the map.
Yeah.
I think a year and a half tops. But we shall see. 832. So should I not watch Westworld Season 2?
Final answer?
I can't recommend it. If there's nothing else going on, then yeah. All right, and guys, stop tweeting me about Singapore Airlines. I told you, I got nothing.
Look what you did.
I know.
Look what you've done.
I've heard a bunch of feelings over an airline.
Nope.
And over a 41-year-old man.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care. I'm going on vacation. You guys can suck it.
That's my philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And you can, you know what? You can listen to Cavs Warriors tonight right here on the station.
That's right.
I think you should just break down the matchups for the entire 6 o'clock hour by yourself. Do that for like 3 segments.
I got you, fam.
And then you got Hoffman on Hollywood, so yep. You don't need me.
Well, all your live reads are in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, damn.
So if anyone should believe, it's me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. John and I can get the last hour.
I'm going to take you up on that.
No, RJ. So is RJ doing the show tomorrow?
I talked to Craig and Jermaine. They don't know too much gambling, so they. I just told RJ next week. So no RJ tomorrow.
Well, you could have moved RJ up this week.
Yeah, I could have.
It's
on me.
That's all right. Yeah, I don't really want RJ dealing with anybody if one of us isn't here. That's, you know, it's kind of part of the what's one of the unwritten rules of radio. RJ's kind of our guy. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You left some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Watch it.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you haven't had a chance yet, please check out sportsmap.com. Lots of good, awesome stuff on there today, as there always is. But got John Granato kind of wrapping up the Rockets and what they do next. Kind of a James Harden purgatory update.
Yeah.
We got,
was that what everybody wrote for Sports Map this week?
Everybody wrote something to that effect or did videos to that effect. But we also have a video from Charlie Polillo. He says Chris Paul is not worth the full-length max contract. And,
man, that's a bold statement because if you move on from him.
You don't move on from him.
I don't think you can.
You pay him whatever you can. And you hope that he's able to lure LeBron here because they're buddies. I mean, I think, and that's kind of what Lance wrote. You go all in, and
you just better hope that Chris Paul is one of those guys who just says, okay, yeah, I'm gonna play here because I want to win a ring here, and not a guy who's like, y'all aren't coming close to the money I can get somewhere else.
Yeah, well,
somebody will give him a max offer.
Yeah, but I think the Rockets will pay him, and I think they have to. And then Odalis Garcia has a video on Coach Kelvin Sampson staying at UH. And Barry Laminack has his top 5 video game franchises of all time. And I don't have a picture of one of the video games because we can't download photos right now, so I had to use a Tiger Woods photo. All right.
You know where what's interesting, an interesting spot for Chris Paul, and this isn't going to make Rockets fans happy, but there was a lot of talk before the trade that Chris Paul could end up in San Antonio, where he'd be a pretty damn good fit for what they do.
From what I understand, they already have an agreement with him.
Oh, okay.
That it just hasn't. They can't do it yet because if you're going to get somebody else,
yeah,
you've got, you know, you can sign him later. But from what I understand, that's done. So I mean, I think the Paul speculation is,
and then the Capella thing, like.
Yeah, that's a different animal.
He's a guy who's never made massive money. So if some team that's not in contention wants to make him a ridiculous offer because they've got cap space to fill,
and that's what teams do.
Yeah. So if he's going to, he's like, okay, well, I'll go to Dallas or Phoenix or the Lakers or wherever.
And then he'll turn into Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, and he may vanish forever, but he'll but have, he's gonna he'll get have
paid.
That money.
He's going to get paid, yeah.
You know, he'd have to, I mean, somebody's offering him 4 years, $80 million.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't blame him if he did that. I mean, the player should take care of the player, and you don't say no when somebody offers you more money than you're worth. Yeah. I don't think he's worth that to another franchise. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, if this study is to be believed, then I don't think Arian Foster is as smart as he thinks he is. Actually, Carl Dukes does this a lot, too. So, basically, according to a study, your Facebook friends who post BS inspirational quotes really are dumb. Researchers say there's a link between low intelligence and being impressed by seemingly profound quotes.
Yeah, Carl does do that a lot.
Yeah. Have a great day. After he puts it on there.
Like every morning.
He's always got something, yeah.
Like one of the examples I use, nothing is more beautiful than a smile that has struggled through tears from Demi Lovato. So.
Yeah, Carl's doing it. He's like trying to hype you up.
Basically, the study guy said, I came across this website because people were posting things all over Facebook. I wanted to know if people thought those statements were profound. I often see quotes that are maybe not quite as egregious, but you see a lot of motivational ones. There's quotes and a picture of somebody who obviously did not say the quote that you come across quite often. In the study, nearly 300 participants were presented with various statements, including those of the bull bleep variety, and asked to react to them by rating their profoundness on a scale of 1 to 5, classifying quotes as either profound, BS, or mundane, although they use the actual word for BS. Bull stuff. Then they were also given tests to measure their cognitive ability and personality. So the paper gave the following is an example of a statement participants were asked to respond to. Hidden meaning transforms unparalleled abstract beauty. Those who were unable to detect the BS and rated the pseudo-profound as actually profound were determined to be lower in intelligence.
You want to hear a couple of them from Carl?
Yeah.
Some real life ones from Carl.
Okay.
Entitlement is a delusion built on self-centeredness and laziness. You are entitled to nothing. Now, if you want it, go make it happen.
Such a cupcake post.
Does that get you jacked up? You're entitled to nothing. Go get it.
I'm going to go with that's a BS.
How about this? Don't be afraid to give up the good for the great. Don't ever get that comfortable.
Man, that's so profound.
I think right there he's talking about the Rockets should be willing to give up Clint Capella if it means they can get LeBron James, right?
Oh, absolutely. So that's profound.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And Jong's right. He always does say good morning at the end of it.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Integrity is choosing your thoughts and actions based on values rather than personal gain.
I wonder where he gets these from.
He thinks of them all. These are all real things. You think he Googles motivational quotes?
Or maybe he has one of those calendars that have one of those quotes at the bottom?
I bet that's what it is.
That's possible.
But if we're falling for him, then we're dumbs, according to this study.
We should call Carl and ask him.
I think he's on the air right now.
Yeah.
Let's call him on the air. Can we call into his show?
I don't know.
Figure that out. That might be fun for the 6 o'clock hour. I'll call into Carl's show. As a caller.
Yeah, let me text him real quick.
If you're willing to do more than you are paid to do, eventually you will be paid to do more than you do. What do you think of that? You feel that?
There's a reason I mentioned him at the outset. I think those things are so dumb.
People inspire you or they drain you. Make sure that you're giving your time and efforts to the right people. Pick them wisely. That's directed at you, Jong. That's pretty blatant. Anything unfinished, unused, unresolved, unorganized is clutter. Clear the clutter to create space for new energy and creativity in your life.
Okay.
That's, that's food for thought, right?
There's food?
Food for thought.
Oh.
Yeah, not actual food.
Yeah, because I'm a little hungry.
I am too, but there's none of that.
Oh.
But,
You think his wife gives him these quotes?
I don't think so. Don't let your pride get in your way of your progress. That's one for you, Fred.
That's pride bleeping with you.
That's right. In the words of the great American poet Marcellus Wallace.
I got my movie reference in.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? You don't want me to keep reading these?
No, not really.
I mean, we can keep going. You can do the whole 6 o'clock hour.
You are what you do.
No, that's
not what you say you'll do. That's right. That's what you are.
I thought you are what you eat.
A smart person knows what to say. A wise person knows whether to say it or not. Oh, that's deep. Damn, that's deep.
Yeah, I guess we're... I guess that makes... Yeah, I'm not saying anything else.
I got to talk to Carl about this. I mean, he's just so inspiring.
No.
You're just because you don't want them to think you're dumb.
Well, I always kind of thought they were funny because people take them seriously. And
be mindful of what you toss away. Be careful of what you push away and think hard before you walk away. When we have everything going our way, many times we don't think it's enough. Don't hastily make foolish decisions in the moment that set you back. My problem with that one is it's too long to remember.
And if you're playing poker, sometimes you have to make hasty decisions.
Right.
You know what? Let me do something. Let me give away a pair of tickets to Monday Night Raw live in Houston this coming Monday, June 4th at Toyota Center. Big Dog, Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, The Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman, Ronda Rousey, and more. This is an event you don't want to miss. Tickets are starting at just $20 at the box office or online at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. We'll take caller 17.
I know Fred's making me feel this way right now because he's clearly tired of me reading these tweets.
Hey, instead of chic tweets, we should do Duke tweets.
And it's giving Duke's tweets. Thought. Give the gift of your absence to those who do not appreciate your presence.
Okay, well.
So you know what? This is my last show for at least a week.
See ya. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
All right, let me tell you guys about Republic Harley Davidson before I leave. Republic Harley Davidson is not the closest Harley dealership to my house, but I don't care because I want things done the right way by people who know what they're doing. And I get that peace of mind. If you don't want your bike out on the road if it's not 100%. And I know every time I take my bike to Republic Harley Davidson, it's going to come back at 100%. They've got a great new inventory in right now. And right now, if you buy a new 2018 Harley Davidson, you'll get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley Davidson. The staff is out of this world, professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and they're going to help you get onto the Harley of your dreams. This Saturday, come ride with the 8th Annual Parade of Chrome Law Enforcement Memorial Ride. Benefits the Sugar Land Police Department. You're going to have food, SWAT vehicles, drinks, and a 45-minute escorted ride. Riders get free tickets to a Sugar Land Skeeters game. And to ride, you must register either online or the day of the event at Republic Harley Davidson from 2 to 4. Meet at Republic Harley Davidson. Free t-shirt to the first 100 people to register. Go to RepublicHD.com for more details about the ride. Whatever your Harley need is, Republic's got you covered. Service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes. They are the best in Houston. Financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at RepublicHD.com.